I will love him forever. He just doesn't know it yet. Chapter 1. The only reason I know his name is because every morning when he stops at the coffee shop for his large black coffee, the barista calls out,
"Kane with a K?"
Every single morning. I assume the barista does it on purpose, possibly to coax a smile out of him, but it never does. His expression never changes. It seems forever stuck in serious mode. He just grabs his coffee, throws money into the tip jar, spins on his heels, and leaves. Maybe he's an important man, a busy man, a man with a lot of responsibilities on his broad shoulders. Maybe his mind is on what he needs to get done for the day. But he never deviates from his routine. Black coffee, no cream, no sugar, no pastries. Not once since I've noticed him. I rarely pay attention to people coming and going from the shop, since the mornings are usually busy. I sit in my corner with my laptop open, my brain spinning with ideas. Or not. Sometimes I have severe writer's block. Those are the times my brain seems dark and empty. Nobody's home. I had it the first morning I noticed him. During those times, I stare off blindly while reaching deep into my head, searching for something, anything, begging for just a couple of words to spur my creativity. The front door with its delicate dinging bell usually never pulls my attention. Until that day. The day I happened to be staring at the door mindlessly, not paying attention to the influx of customers. Until him. He's tall and broad. Not fat, no. Heavy muscles bunch under the dress shirt he wears as he pushes the door open and steps inside. His dark hair is super short on the sides, just a tiny bit longer on the top. A no-nonsense haircut. Like him. No-nonsense. He's perfectly ironed. Deep purple dress shirt is tucked neatly into his black slacks. His black leather belt is held together by a simple gold-tone buckle. His eyebrows appear dark and heavy above eyes that make me blink. They are so light, but I can't tell if they are gray or blue. No matter what, they're a shocking contrast to his skin color. The only visible accessory he wears is a watch on his wrist. Even from where I sit, I can see its quality. One I could never afford, and I probably wouldn't know the brand, but it screams expensive. His legs are long and unmistakably solid, giving him a confident stride as he beelines to the counter. Why does he stop here for black coffee? I'm sure he can afford a coffee maker. It isn't difficult to make. Some grounds, a filter, and some water. Push the button, wait, and voila. Maybe he doesn't like to wait. But is it actually quicker to stop here every morning? Maybe he doesn't like to clean up. Though, after studying him, my gut instinct says he can afford someone to take care of dirty dishes. Perhaps he even has a significant other who would be willing to do it. A wife? A husband? A lover? It doesn't matter why he stops each morning, because once I notice him, I can't take my eyes off him. I can't concentrate. I watch his lips move as he places his order. I wait for the corners of his lips to turn up as he talks to the barista. They don't. No eye crinkle, no smile, not even a nod of his head to acknowledge that he's speaking to a fellow human. Nothing.